It's time for our Finally Friday conversation with Northwoods Community Realty. Jackie and Keith are here. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
All right. I wasn't positive if we were going to get together here this morning. I should have had more faith and confidence in you two to be here today.
Always.
Good to see you both. Jackie, it seems like I just saw you yesterday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're seeing each other a lot these days. Looking for a house, and we're going to talk new listings here. We're going to talk about easements, and we're going to talk about water quality, all things very important in your looking for real estate. So let's get to new listings first. How are the new listings looking these days?
Yeah, so there's a lot more coming on the market, which is great. And we started off a little slow in spring, but slowly but surely, people are starting to pull the trigger and put their properties on the market. One of the problems that we have, and you can attest to this, is that you know, you have a new location where you want to buy a new home, and so you're going to put your home on the market, but you need to find a house first. Yeah. And I would say that we have so many of those people right now. What we're trying to do is just kind of match people up to, if we can find somebody that wants to upgrade in our area. We're trying to, you know, seek out people. Maybe somebody needs to downsize, and maybe somebody wants to, you know, expand because they're having more children. So we're just trying to keep our options open. If we know kind of what you're looking for, maybe there's something, you know, that we can, you know, match people up. So we're trying to keep, you know, let's think outside the box and try to see how we can get people into homes.
Creativity is going to be important on all people's parts as we are navigating through this. Not only you as the agent, but also us as buyers. We're going to have to start to either come to grips with a few things or just maybe wait until things get better. I don't know what the answer is. All I can say is I look forward to seeing the emails every day with the new listings. And and the other thing I'm noticing too about not only new listings, but people that have wondering why their house isn't selling, probably because it's priced too high, and I'm starting to see prices are starting to come down and a little more realistic too than they were earlier in the summer.
Yeah, everybody that we have set up on searches, I've been putting them, you know, $25,000, maybe even $50,000 over what their budget is, because I want them to see some homes that are coming on that I feel are a little overpriced. And, you know, I think that's the progression of this market. As soon as things started to go way over ask price, of course, you know, the comps are coming back higher and higher, and the market is, you know, maybe just not quite there where they priced it. It's very hard for us to price properties right now. I'm doing market analysis, and I look at the comps, and the ones that I'm using I thought were overpriced, but lo and behold, they haven't accepted offers. So I think a lot of sellers are, you know, and agents out there that want a listing, of course, if somebody wants the pie in the sky price, they're going to try it for a while. I don't like to go that route. I would rather have it priced maybe under what we think, or, you know, just so we can get that attention. And then I feel that that property gets more attention and probably multiple offers, and you're really going to see what you could get in a multiple offer situation versus it goes on overpriced and then you're the day-old donut and then you're sitting there backpedaling. And in this market, it just seems like something's wrong. Like, oh, it's been on a month. What's wrong with it? You know, so that's where people are at. And I would rather people not think something's wrong with your house.
Right. And Keith, I think it's a matter of perception. When we first started off here in this crazy market that we're in right now, homes were going for prices that we never thought they would sell for. People are not only looking at stuff sight unseen, they're making offers well above before they even get here to look at it because they want the lot or whatever that is. And if people are looking to cash in, God bless them. They heard other people cash in, they're going to give it a shot. But if you want to really sell your house, you need to have it priced realistically, because there's, now I'm going to share something. I'm kind of old school. I look at a lot of these properties and I think, okay, well, that might be their price tag on it. I don't think it's worth that much at all. I don't care what the comps are. I just think, okay, this house should be priced this way. And I can't get out of that mindset. That's really hard for me to get out of that mindset. So how are you counseling your people that might have some of the same kind of mindsets? I don't care what the price tag says. I think that house is worth this, and I'm going to hold my ground until I see that price.
Right. And one thing we do is also when we're showing that, print everything off in that same price range so you can compare.
Yeah.
And so it's not just, hey, this house is sitting out here like this. Here's everything else on the market in that same price range.
Mm-hmm.
So we use that for buyers and sellers. So when the seller says, hey, we want to have this price up here, we'll print off, here's what's on the market right now at the same price. Does yours compare to that? And also one factor is we're looking at the stats. We're 20% down in listings from this year to last year.
Okay.
So there's even less. And, you know, the last 2 years we've had less and less listings, and we thought this year we're going to have a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing more, but they're also selling right away too. And just that demand. There's just not enough out there.
You say you've got customers chomping at the bit to move here to the Tomahawk area, and I can relate to that. I want to move here to the Tomahawk area. But so how are you? What are you saying to your clients that are saying, you know what, we just got to wait? And I heard something yesterday. After we got together yesterday, I was talking with my brother, and he's also in real estate. He says the number one thing he tells a lot of his clients are, no house is perfect.
Right. It's very hard to find everything that checks every box that you have.
Mm-hmm. And you're not buying, you're buying a used home, not a new home. It's not going to be perfect.
Exactly.
It's not going to be perfect to you. Somebody somebody built their home to fit their needs, not your needs. And sometimes there's just things that I always, you know, and we've had this conversation, you pretty much have to have your musts, right? Like these are my non-negotiables, and these are things that I maybe can change, or maybe I can live with it for a while, or, you know, because you're not going to check all the boxes, of course.
Exactly. But it sure
especially
is,
the price box.
Yeah.
I have the perfect home for you today.
Really?
But it's $500,000.
Yeah. That's story of my life.
Right.
Champagne taste with a beer budget.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's this market, and it's hard. I've been doing this 20 years. It's hard for me to wrap around these, my head around these prices. You know, Keith was our listing leader this month, and he had a ton of listings, and I'm looking at other listings that are coming on, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's way overpriced, and then whoop, it's got an accepted offer.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, even for me to wrap my head around this market has been difficult, because I don't want to see people up and upside down in properties either in the future, but especially our on water stuff. I think 500 and under is like, it doesn't matter if it's off water, on water, it's going to be a very popular property. If it's over 500, it's been sitting. I have a beautiful property on Lake Nokomis that I thought would be gone in a heartbeat, and we just reduced the price on it, but it's at 975. So, you know, it's not in everybody's price point. And that one is gorgeous. If anybody is in their price point and they want to be on Nokomis, I think it's just an amazing lot. Faces west, level, and it's newer construction. It's got a lot of things to offer. So,
what are you telling people that might be thinking right now? Okay, well, it sounds kind of volatile out there for buyers and sellers. Actually, you might get lucky as a seller and get that golden price, but you might not. You might make plans to have that house sold quickly. It might not sell quickly. So I'm just curious, going forward here from where we are today, do you see things staying the same through the rest of summer? Do you think that I would assume that the normal cyclical thing that we see around here in fall, the listings start to go back down. In winter, it really slows down. Then it usually comes back up in spring. Where are we in that cycle right now, sitting here in the first week of August?
Well, we actually do get a rush in the fall.
Okay.
We get really busy in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah. Reason being, some people will sell their lake homes or second homes because they've got to September and they go, well, we were up there three times or twice. So then we'll see those come on, or they don't want to maintain it through the winter. Let's just sell now because the market is very good if it's on water, if it's, you know, even if it's off. So we see a really big rush in winter or fall, and then also we see a lot more vacant land come on in fall.
Okay.
As we get closer to hunting land.
So keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hang in there a little while longer. Another big rush could be coming.
Yep.
Same thing, Jackie?
Yep, I agree with that. It's always been that way, especially with the second home market. But even homes, I think a lot of people that are trying to get relocated, kids in new school districts, you know, they want to get that done in fall, and hopefully they're finding homes where they're going, and then they're finally able to put their property on the market here.
Are both of you seeing more of your business geared toward people looking as in other words, you're acting as a buyer's agent? Are you doing more of that nowadays than you have in markets past, or is it pretty much the same? Is there anything that you're seeing in this market that's different this way?
No, and that's only going to be a more and more trend. The buyer agency thing is needed in this market, because you have to be able to have that agent watching every second to find you that home that you're looking for. And if you have that buyer agency, they have way more duty to you to do that versus you. You don't have any loyalty to any agents. You know, of course, they're not going to spend their time and have you top of mind. I've been doing so many buyer agencies right now because I've been, you know, videoing properties for people because they're not able to physically be here. All of our listings are videoed, and it doesn't, you know, if it's in our office, I'm trying to get out there and video every single one of them. I think it's just, it's such a great tool to have people have that preview. You know, there's a new listing that just came on. I've got two city homes that need some work, you know, and they're not going to be for everybody. And it's just nice to be able to send them the video. They can see everything and then they can decide if they still want to come and look at it.
Yeah, sure. So it's kind of a stressful time on both ends of this situation, isn't it? Kind of for you guys, because you think you have the perfect thing. You get out there and you're with your client and you don't see the look on your face's client that you would hope to see. And you're thinking, how can I please these? Because I know that's what you both want to do. You want to please these people that are looking. You want to please the people that are you're trying to sell their houses too. So it's a balancing act for you guys too. I was thinking about that myself last night. I was sending you a text. First, I'm thinking, I wonder how many clients she actually has that she's looking for at the same time. It's 8:30 at night already. Maybe she's already cashed in for the day. And do I even call? How many are you both handling? A lot of, I mean, how many people? I mean, just out of a, I'm just curious. How many people like me are you handling, Jackie?
Well, and I have Samantha as my buyer agent, and she is on maternity leave, but she's slowly coming back. So between the two of us, I mean, we probably get, you know, 20 leads a week on homes, but they're not all, you know, like hot buyers ready to buy today. Okay. So, and then we, you know, we try to, you know, gauge people's urgency. And, you know, some people are more urgent than others. Right. And I would say we probably have, you know, maybe 10 buyers that are like, hey, I need to find a home like now. And, you know, interesting, I have two city homes, one's 65,000, one's 100 and, I think 119.
Yeah, 119.
And, you know, they've been sitting, which is interesting to me because there seems like there would be people in that price point.
Exactly. But,
so it's always the house that you think that's going to go that doesn't. And then the ones that I still think waterfront is
waterfront's still hot
on fire. But
as far as those kind of houses like that, there are so many people looking for rentals. You can get a mortgage for less than a lot of these rents are nowadays, and why people are not looking at that option more often. I mean, everybody's got their reasons, but for people that have been frustrated that they can't find a rental, there's a lot of houses you can buy to have as your own piece of dirt and your own equity that you can build instead of building a landlord's equity. Mm-hmm. Why are more of these people not looking to buy that way? I just can't figure that out.
I don't know. I mean, banks have gotten creative on their lending and you know, around the interest rates. You can do an ARM and then read, you know, finance or heard an ad on here yesterday about locking in for 90 days or 60 days on an interest rate.
Yep.
So it, you know, if the fear is going to go, the interest rate's going to keep going up, you can lock in now and set that payment and look. So banks have gotten really creative to help buyers that are financing.
Yeah, but, and then refinance in the future if they go down. That's always an option, right? So it's not like you're stuck at this forever.
So if you're sitting on a house wondering, do I list now or not? Chances are the answer is yes. If you want to move on, now is definitely the time to list, and there are a lot of people out here looking for that home. Let's move on before we run out of time here, and I feel like you're personally counseling me, and I don't want that to turn into this. Here's something I'm going to know nothing about. I'm just going to sit back and listen. Prescriptive easements, private road agreements, and that kind of thing. Apparently, there's a lot of issues these days around those typical or those types of situations.
Yeah, I just want to bring it up because I had a situation on a lake. There is a road, a private road that feeds a whole entire lake, pretty much. I mean, it's all private road. So you can imagine if you have to go around a lake, how many property owners' properties do you go over privately before you get to your property? It's a lot. And they don't have easement over the top of every single one of those people's property. And that's what the title company wants, right? That's what the bank wants. But these were done, you know, 60 years ago. Yeah, a long time ago. So I sold a piece of property. He's literally been going there for 60 years, older gentleman, and he just finally is selling this property. And so what we had him do is sign an affidavit saying, hey, I've been traveling from here to here, and nobody has ever stopped me for the last 60 years. And so I feel like I have a we call it a prescriptive easement, and I've been coming in and out. Nobody's ever stopped me, said that I couldn't use the road. There's no gate. So he's signing it that, and then we recorded it so that down the road, this owner that has not been traveling there for 60 years doesn't have any problem accessing the property and saying, hey, you don't have the right to come here. And you need that history. It has to be at least 20 years. Mm-hmm. So if all of a sudden, you know, you sell this property and you don't get this type of prescriptive easement, you know, down the road, you can't get it unless you got to meet those age requirements, but the year requirements for that. So I just want people to know that if you have that type of road and you've been going from here to here and you know you don't have an easement on your property, or maybe you need to check to see if you have something recorded on your property saying you have that easement, you know, you really need to possibly, you know, get this done. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call. I have the documentation. I have the attorney that did this one, and he's very well versed in it. He actually lived at the end of the same road.
Oh.
So it's just good to know. And road maintenance agreements, you know, this particular one, like this is such a long private road. You know, they all like chip in $25 a year, and they have this little fund, and then they but there's no written agreement with all these people because there's so many people, like nobody wants to sign this, right? Saying they're responsible. So those are the things we run into in the Northwoods, and it's just the way it is.
Just real quick, is that a common thing, or is just one of those outliers that you just want people to be aware of?
It's very common.
No,
really?
It's
very,
yeah,
very
there's
common.
A lot of private roads.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so keep that in mind. Another thing to keep in mind, water quality, PFAS in the water in the Rhinelander area. My goodness, that's got to be a terrible thing to see on an inspection report. What do you guys know about that?
Yeah, some of the water tests in certain areas, and I showed a house over in Rhinelander, and they know that the PFAS is in there, so they were coming up with a filter system. We're going to do a credit for a new well, but it's we're starting to see it more and more. It's coming up in the water, so it's one more thing to just look for.
So you can drill a new well, and it might still be in that one, too.
It's possible, yeah.
It's more in the shallow wells. So, I mean, if you have a well that is less than, I would say, maybe even 100 feet deep, you know, so it depending on the area, I would just check and with the DNR, you know, is this common in this area? Because it's new. It's so new.
Right.
They don't even know what they don't know about it yet. I've talked to a couple well drillers, and, you know, there's only certain ones that are even willing to take this on. They're going to drill the new well, and they have to encase it in concrete, and it has to be, you know, beyond a certain feet. So you're getting into, you know, just a lower water table. And you can do some reverse osmosis, but some of that, you know, like on the shallower wells, if it's such a high concentrate, even that is not gonna help. So you really have to make sure that you are watching that in the areas that you're looking for a home.
And I think Rosanna Dana said it best, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yeah.
You know, especially with this house thing. So it's a crazy world out there sometimes, and that's why we need professionals in our corner, and I'm glad I have you guys in my corner here, I'll tell you that. Northwoods Community Realty here in Tomahawk, great people, great. And don't forget the Lake Tomahawk. I sometimes forget to mention you have an office in Lake Tomahawk,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
So what's the best way to see Northwoods Community Realty? What's the website?
Yeah, it's northwoodscr.com, or I just launched a new website, choosejackie.com. It's a little different than our other website if you want to check that out.
Got it. And Keith, any last words from you? What do you have to tell folks that want to get into the real estate market right now?
It's still a great time to buy and sell. It really is. I know it gets frustrating, but it'll work out.
You're making a lot of people happy. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
The rest of us are waiting in line. Jackie, any last words?
Nope. Reach out to us. We'd love to help you out in any real estate needs you have.
And they're going to do their best work for you. Northwoods Community Realty, Keith and Jackie, thanks for being here this morning, you two.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good rest of your weekend, too.